الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم قل أطيعوا الله والرسول فإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين صدق الله العلي العظيم وبلغ رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praise due to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawaluhu, our Creator, our Sustainer, our Khaliq, our Malik, our Raziq, bestowed so many bounties and favors upon us, we cannot even count them. Salat and salam in abundance upon the most beloved creation of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mustafa, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Ala Alihi wa Ashabihi Ummati Ajma'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us an insan, the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Made us ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the people of Iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us worry and concern to be living with Iman and making all the effort to leave this dunya with Iman. The person has everything of this world. Allah Ta'ala has created everything for this insan. Innama dunya khuliqat lakum wa innama khuliqtum lil akhirah. Heaven and the earth, mountains, animals, every creation of Allah which we are aware of, which we are not aware of, don't see. There is no benefit to Allah Ta'ala, no harm to Allah Ta'ala in any way. Allah Ta'ala created for us to benefit us, to make our living comfortable so we can prepare ourselves to get to our main destination, pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and our house where we have come from, that is the Jannah. In dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made insan's nature, and every creation acquires love and respect from next. Every insan, whether a person is a believer or person is not a believer, not only human being but even animals, they demand respect from one another, even from insan, from human being. And understanding, although they don't have understanding like human being, but they have understanding that much, that who has love for them and who do not have love for them. Few people are walking on the street, passing by a dog, and two or three of them carrying the stick also. That dog will know which person you have to be frightened from, scared from, because that person have different intentions. If the person passing the dog, then that dog will see the face, will recognize whether this person has a love for me or this person may be a harm to me. Every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the respect and the love. And insan is above all. And person expects love from others and want to give love to the person who he gets a favors from. Even the animal, a dog, few bones person give or few morsels of food person gives, then that dog becomes a slave. 24 hours will give security. Insan also, they do some favors to someone, then I need some favors and appreciation. little appreciation, little favor insan do to the dog, few morsel of food, but expect the dog to be security 24 hours. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, if someone has reached to the door and trying to get the forced entry in the house, so the first thing person will think of, will forget the rogue, forget everything, what happened to the dog? Why the dog is not alert? Maybe it's poison. Expect that dog to be security. Little favor do, but demands a lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody can say, Allah never do this for me, but we all say to ourselves, and we admit, and it's a reality, that what Allah never do for us. From the birth, if the person is 60, 70 today, 100 years back, nobody even thought of us. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Nothing to be even mentioned, a name 150 years back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us in this world. Allah ta'ala made us perfect. Our limbs, organs of our body. If one limb of our body is defect and born with it, no power of the world can put it correct. All the effort of the world, all the medicines of the world cannot change. They will say, is born with it. It shows the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala made us perfect. Allah ta'ala put our raham and our mercy and our love in the hearts of our parents, whoever brought us up. And alhamdulillah, we are healthy. And Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to be the halat of iman. We are people of iman. Every creation of Allah, every human being in his heart, understand that he has a love for Allah ta'ala. Even enemies, the worst enemy, لَتَجِدَنَّ شَدَّ النَّاسَ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ. Yahud is the strongest, the worst enemy of people of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even they claim that they love for Allah ta'ala. They have a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, challenge them. Because they say that no, Allah loves us only. Allah will give us Jannah only. لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا. Only Yahud say, only they will enter Jannah because Allah only loves them. Nasar, Allah ta'ala say, tilka amaniyuhum. Just hope, you can carry on hoping for that. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. You have a claim, every claim needs a proof. Bring a proof if you are truthful. إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلَّهِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتِ. If you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you only and Allah is your friend only, then wish for the death. فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Wish for the death if you are truthful in your claim. And Allah ta'ala himself further says, وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. They will never ever wish. Not only not wish, they will never wish for the death because they know their amals. They have doing what they have sent forward. So claim a Nasara had, Yahud had, they love Allah, Allah loves them. But Allah ta'ala himself, he says, Allah ta'ala loves every creation of his. But in return, who loves Allah ta'ala the most? When it comes to Yahud, they fail, Allah rejected the claim. When it comes to the Nasara, they fail, they reject, claim were rejected. Yet the ibadats were also there. Those days the ibadats were there. And even now they're trying their own ways to make lots of ibadahs also. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejected the claim when it comes to the people of iman. Ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. People of iman, Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have not only love, but a strong love and a bond for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love is from the both the side. A son tells the father, I love you. Every day, morning, evening, afternoon. And when he wants something, he wants to go out somewhere, Father, I love you, please do this for me. He wants something nice to eat. Father, I love you, do something for me. But when a father expects some khidmat, some service from him, when father is thirsty, get me a glass of water, then he says, no, tell my small brother, tell other brother. Oh, then now it's gone to such an extent that even some houses, the son will tell the children that you go help yourself. You can get up, you got the hands, get up. Allah Ta'ala save us from that kind of progeny. And that is progeny of people of Iman, people of Allah, people of Deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We have concern and worry and continue making dua and effort that our children will remain as a progeny of Deen, progeny of love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then we'll see a good progeny in dunya also, and the coolness of our eyes in the akhirat. There should be our worry. Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, progeny, generations were anbiya, but it's still a worry and concern. Ma ta'buduna min ba'di. Qalu na'budu ilahaka wa ilaha abaik. The last words, the last wish was not that how you look after my empire I built, houses, the properties I have, make sure you look after, don't neglect it. No. What you will worship, who you will follow in your life, who will be the goal in life. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. People of Iman have a strong love with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They show the love. The proof they have is the amals. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the Quran Kareem says, everyone claim that have a love of Allah. Your claim, I approve it. But there is a way you show that you are truthful in your claim. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you have a real love of Allah Ta'ala in the heart, you are truthful in your claim, then you follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuhibbukum Allah. Allah Ta'ala will love you. Not only that, but Allah Ta'ala will forgive your sins. Two things we need, and every human being, every one of us need. Without this we cannot do. That is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without love of Allah we cannot survive for one second. In dunya no akhirat. Without forgiveness we cannot be successful in the akhirat. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاؤُونَ. Every human being is a sinner. وَخَيْرُ خَطَّائِنَ التَّوَّابُونَ. But the best sinner are those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the time comes that everybody becomes very great, very pious, no one commits the sin, Allah ta'ala takes the nation away, bring the nation, they commit sin, but then they will repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ ta'ala forgive. Allah loves that when the person repents to Allah ta'ala, cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if the person does not repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is attitude to Allah that I don't need you. And none of us can say Allahus Samad. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. Love of Allah ta'ala, we have to show our love back to Allah ta'ala, and that is by following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many people in dunya, they making more ibadat, more sacrifice their own way, but because they are not doing the way shown by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Anybody follows the path, any other path than the path of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala accept the path and the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Great awliya Allah, they say any path you come, any sacrifice you make, but it's not conforming the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lots of time we say that no, we are weak, we can't practice all the sunnah. Everything Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we cannot practice. This is sometimes deception of shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to follow him. There is two ways to look at it. One is a person says, every sunnah must follow. Sometimes we feel it's very hard to do. But the ulama kiram, our ahlullah, awliya Allah, they made it so easy, explained to us so beautifully. our mind can understand, the weakest Muslim can understand, and even start taking steps towards the love of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It says, don't do anything extra. Normal faraiz you have to do. Try your best, sunnat, mustahab, everything. But as a weak person, whatever your daily life is, do according to the way shown by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There is difference between the two. One, a person being sold, every sunnah you follow. One. Another way to say that live your normal life, but whatever you're doing, do it the way shown by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then the person feel comfort, easy. The person wakes up in the morning. Everyone, whether a person is a kafir, whether a person is a mu'min, everyone, the first thing person go to leave oneself. Now when the person wake up, read La ilaha illallah, read kalima, rub eyes 3 times, read our dua. Nothing can, no power of the world can stop us from doing this. Nobody says, no, we will punish you if you read this, no. But little action, few seconds it take, we already taken the steps towards Allah and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When a person goes to the toilet, now you go relieve oneself, first you put the left foot in the toilet, then the right foot. Everyone has to go to the toilet. Everyone will go, use their feet to go to the toilet. Whether a person, kafir, Muslim, whoever, good Muslim, pious Muslim, sinner, everyone goes and use the feet. Everywhere, every time we go, ask ourselves a question, whether I am doing this action the way my Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed me, or I'm not doing that way. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, maybe it will take a couple of weeks, then you'll get in the habit of it. When a person wearing the shoes, first the right foot, then the left foot, in your mind, now I am a very sinner. I'm not doing much of good deeds. I'm not even performing 5 salah every day. But at least I do this, that put the right shoe first and then the left, because my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants me to do that way. When the person wearing clothes, first right sleeve, then the left. Because my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it that way. When the person eating, everybody eats. Everyone eats. But when we as a people of Iman, Ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, eat with the right hand. Wash the hands before we eat. Why? Because my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants me, and he did that way. I can be a great sinner. I can be the person far from deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, not performing 5 salah, but at least this I am doing correctly. If the person set his mind up this way, that I want to go towards Allah, and I want to show my love to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I cannot do much, but little I am doing, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy to go forward towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and even those faraiz missing in our life, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy to be in our life. Sufyan al-Thawri Rahmatullah Alayh, very great personality, ulama and known, everybody knows, very very famous person. Sufyan is a name. Thawri, Thawr comes from the word Thawr. Thawri from the Thawr. Thawr means ox. His title became person of the ox. How he got this title? He was very concerned about following the sunnah. One of the sunnah, whenever he comes to the masjid, first put the right foot in the masjid, then the left. One day by mistake, he put the left foot. Voice from the unseen, Ya Thawr, O ox. It was a warning. It was a reminder. It was no human being. But from voice from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala came, outwardly it seems that person is being called that name. But in reality, that was the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for him, that Allah Ta'ala knew that he want to follow every sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I don't want him to get deprived even once from following the sunnah. That becomes so rife amongst the people that people call him Sufyan al-Thawri, and he should take a pride that people call him. He never used to take the offense with it. Outwardly, lots of time, we see people's life is not according to the 100%, but we are not there to judge. A person passed away in the toilet. Everybody thinks, what a bad death. Allah give all of us blessed death. Madina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our Musalli, our marhum, Brother Hashim, Allah ta'ala gana jannat wa firdaus. We envy his death, Allah gana jannat wa firdaus, give the family sabr, and give all of us Mubarak death. We always wish for the Mubarak death. This boy died. He was not a very good Muslim, but faraiz was normal up to date, trying best to follow the sunnah also. But passed away in the toilet. Nobody can say anything. Mother is a mother crying, every day crying to Allah, oh Allah, why did this? Why you did this to my son? What wrong he did so he passed away in the toilet? Now, after a few days, Allah Ta'ala showed her in the dream that son is wearing beautiful garment, enjoying himself, happy, smiling. Oh son, where you are? Ma, you see me, I'm in Jannah. Say, but you died in the toilet. I died in the toilet. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was brought in front of Allah. Allah says that you died in the toilet. But when you entered the toilet, you entered the method which is shown by Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First you put the left foot, then the right. You follow my prophets, my beloved's way of life. How can I put you in Jahannam? You go straight in Jannah. And what you see is the reality, I am in Jannah. So what it tells us, the lesson for today is, we have to try our best to show little love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that thinking of Allah's favors upon us, so many favors of Allah upon us, something, at least one step every day ahead towards following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love of Allah ta'ala, and that cannot be gained without following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.